Hey everybody, it is Mark, the Prepper Guy, and I've been doing some podcasting with just audio only on Podbean's app, and so that's, you know, my podcasts are back up and going again, kind of, sort of, and I'm having a hard time with it because, you know, I'm really at a stage in my life where I honestly don't give a fuck. And I've tried for 7-8 years to, you know, get kind of a message out that I feel strongly about, but I'm so bad at video production and doing a really good podcast, you know, with like an agenda and a plan and an interview with like cool people and shit, that, you know, I really don't have that many downloads, you know, 200-300. And I'm happy. You know, if I was in a room talking to 200-300 people, I'd be nervous as shit. So if I look at it that way, at least I'm talking to a few people. But then again, you know, if I was out lecturing and I talked to a couple hundred people here, and then I went to another town and interviewed a couple hundred people there, or, you know, talked in a small little auditorium and stuff, I'd be nervous. But I would know my message was getting out there because I could watch people's reaction and see them, you know, shaking their head or glazing over and passing out, getting up and walking out and not coming back. But then I'd know. And this is kind of an anonymity that I like, but not all that much. Because, you know, you could just be, you know, talking to yourself, Mark, you know, just like another crazy fucking idiot walking down the street having a great conversation. And sometimes, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen that kind of homeless, maybe they're not homeless, but just somebody walking down the street, you know, their arms flailing in the wind and talking and fucking getting all animated and shit. And you're like, sounds like a pretty cool conversation. I don't know who he's talking to. So that's what podcasting is like to me. But every once in a while, just like today, I'm watching a video on Glenn Beck's channel. And I, you know, Glenn Beck's one of those guys I love to hate, you know, because he's really on point a lot of times, like most people. And then sometimes he's just so off point. You're just like, what are you talking about, Glenn? And he went that way a long time ago when he started The Blaze, and I used to, you know, pay for a subscription, mainly just kind of help the guy out that got started. I thought, you know, I'll be one of the founding member dudes of, you know, the Blaze. But then he got into politics, and his whole slogan was "Truth has no agenda." And then I found out, yeah, actually, Glenn Beck's truth has quite a bit of an agenda. So I got tired of Glenn Beck, and I just stopped. I was just like, okay, I'm not paying you any more money. I'm not going to listen to you. You're so far off the map that, you know, talking about truth, or you know, you're off the map makes me look like a flat earther. How could you be off the map when the earth isn't flat? Well, Glenn Beck pulled it off. So today I'm listening to this one, and what caught my eye was he was, you know, talking with, you know, Massey. You know, Congressman Massey. And I like Massey. He's, you know, pretty straight shooting guy. And, you know, he's just not a typical fucking politician. But then Massey's talking about this constitutional amendment that they're trying to get, you know, out there about, you know, food. And he's like, talking about, you know, well, we were working on it, and it's really a lot of work to write a constitutional amendment, and we put a few things in there, and then when we read it, it was like, well, that sounds like you're guaranteeing food stamps for every American. And it's like, oh yeah, they will use it that way. We better change it again. And I'm listening to his logic, which is all pretty good logic. It's like, you know, if you put this word in there, then all of a sudden, everybody in the United States is guaranteed food stamps. And that's not the point of the bill. The point of the bill was to stop the FDA from going in and arresting Amish people for raw milk and making food. And, you know, one guy, you know, that Sheriff Mack was talking about on the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I think that's how the acronym is, CSPOA. You know, and how this guy that made this really great salve got arrested because I don't know why, you know, just some highfalutin sounding law. And they arrested the guy. And so I thought, well, you know, something needs to be done about food and food production and all this. I mean, there's so many laws because of the FDA. And he's like, kind of read his outline about, you know, that Congress shall make no law that, you know, violates the production or distribution of food, you know, within their own state. And I was like, okay, you know. They're acknowledging that interstate commerce is a real thing. And, you know, you can't grow wheat for your state because of interstate commerce. And, you know, back in the 50s or 60s, some guy, wheat farmer, was arrested and had his farm seized because he was selling wheat that ended up getting sold out of his state and going to another state to make bread. And, you know, the FDA just crushed the man. Because, you know, interstate commerce and interfering with, you know, big agra, they didn't like that. So it just went from, you know, okay, that sounds good, maybe you shouldn't do that, to all of a sudden, you know, the full weight of the federal government just comes down on this guy over some bullshit legal wrangling hack crap. And I'm thinking, well, you know, yeah, we need to do something about it. And then I'm like, well, why don't you spend your time instead of making another amendment? Why don't you spend your time repealing other ones or maybe defunding the FDA and all these SWAT team agencies out there fucking with farmers? Why don't you just defund them and take away their authority that we the people never gave them? And be a congressman and like check your package and see if you got any balls and do your effing job. So I got all pissed off. And I wrote this comment on, you know, on the comment section. It's like, just another dumb idea from Congress. It's like, we have amendments that the federal government seems to ignore. So what good is another amendment? That's just more words, because I kind of remember Congress shall make no law to infringe upon my right to bear arms. Well, shall is pretty tough language, you know, Massey, if you're going to be sitting there wringing your hands over the verbiage of an amendment. Shall not be infringed means shall not, never, ever. Cannot happen. You can't. It's just fucking, you can't. Shall is like biblical. You know, shall not commit adultery. You know, you can mince those words all you want and say, well, Bill Clinton didn't have sexual relationships with that woman, so therefore it wasn't adultery. I'm pretty sure God's going to look at it completely different, because see, if God was running things, the word shall not be infringed would just, I mean, you know, people that tried to take away your gun rights would just be cursed, like, you know, a plague upon their family. They'd be sucked up into space, into heaven, and punished or whatever. I mean, it's that strong of language. I mean, you know, it's like telling your kid, don't ever do that again. And if you're a good parent, they understand that means don't ever do it again. As long as you're in their house, don't. Don't even think about it. Don't talk that way about your mother, or I will backhand you and beat you behind the woodpile, boy. It's like, yes, sir. No. So let's make an amendment, a constitutional amendment, that says they can't tell you what you can and can't grow for food. Well, there you go. There's just another amendment with really strong, harsh language that's been really thought out really well, just like, you know, like Massey, I think you're a great guy, but you couldn't hold a candle to Jefferson. And they used some of the best language imaginable back then. I mean, they actually, you know, were highly educated people building, you know, a construct or a constitutional contract that reflected 700 years of constitutional laws that were infringed on and beat down and wrecked and ruined until England would have another revolution and off with her head, and then they'd write another one. So it was the purest form of what we could do, and a representative republic was the answer. And what a representative republic means before the 17th Amendment, which somehow Bucket bastardized the whole thing also, so enough with the amendments, was, you know, I elect a congressman in my district, and then he lists, you know, he lives here, he works here, I knew his father, he might work at the same mine or cattle ranch or farm that I work at, so I know the guy. He's a farmer. He represents me and my values as a member of this district before they fucked that all up too, let me add. So then he would go to the capital in within the state, not all the way to Washington, and live there and get a couple hookers and woohoo party because nobody looks. And they would hammer out the details of what affected my state, because all the representatives are now there at the Capitol in Phoenix, my state, and they'd work it all out. And then they would appoint a couple senators and go to Washington and tell them no way on this and yes way on that and what we would like to happen here. And then you senators, you 50 or 100 senators, whatever there were back then when this smart idea was being, you know, working, and you work it out, and then maybe, you know, the 100 of you guys might agree that this is just a shit fucking idea from sea to shining sea, and just scrap it, because that's where the voting came in. See, like a 51 senator said, I think it's a good deal. Then they would write a law, and they would fill in the blanks and do all this stuff to where it really represented you, because your senator was there. And he was appointed by Congress, so his opinion mean nothing. It only meant to represent the states at a federal level. And so they would hammer it out and it would make sense, and then they wouldn't give it to a committee and a bunch of unelected bureaucrats and dumbasses to fill in the law and the blanks. No, they did that. That was their job. They didn't leave until they worked it out. So it wasn't a 25,000-page bill. It was pretty quick. It's like, let's do this. Say, yeah, that sounds good. Okay, let's go home. Fuck this. And that was that. And then the states always had the right to go, well, whatever you guys did in Washington, that was pretty effed up. So we're not going to appoint you to be the senator next time because you really dropped the ball on that one. And it's like, yeah, that's good. I didn't like being there anyway. I got a business to run here. So, you know. This is literally serving my people in my state. So, yeah, please get someone else because I don't have time for that, because that dumb motherfucker from that other state, they just kept on and on and on and on. And say, well, don't worry about it. We're not going to follow it anyway because we don't have to. You know, it's federal law. We don't give a shit.
Hampton High School is a white school, Mrs. Jackson.
Yes, Your Honor, I'm aware of that.
Virginia, still a segregated state, regardless of what the federal government says, regardless of what Supreme Court says, our law is the law.
Your Honor, if I may.
In the state, we pass laws that, you know, representative of all the people. So we weren't going to do that anyway, but you had to be there. That's the Constitution. But it's the federal government. No one cares about them. Bunch of dumbasses. You know, they're the bottom of the barrel when it comes to authority in America. Like, the top of the barrel, the cream that's risen to the top, are we the people. And then all that okay kind of good stuff in the middle is, you know, state government. And then at the bottom of the barrel of authority is federal government. If you look at it that way, then, you know, the people in Washington are really the scum that's sunk to the bottom of the barrel. And we, the people, are the cream of the crop that rose to the top. That's kind of how I look at it. You know, I guess we've flipped it around now, though, to where all the slag is at the top and the good stuff's at the bottom. But that's not true. You know, so we're going to take it back to dairy, and the cream and the good stuff rises to the top because this amendment is talking about food production. So, Massey, why don't you spend some time figuring out how to unwind some of these stupid fucking constitutional amendments that have wrecked our country from the inside to the outside to the all edges of the freaking planet. And fix it. Spend all this hand-wringing and meetings and talking and discussing verbiage and language to just destroy the 17th Amendment and figure out why it needs to be repealed, just like they did the one with Prohibition. Just because it's an amendment doesn't mean you can't change it. You can just repeal it. But see, in the media, they want to say, well, you know, you can add other amendments to change the Constitution. Yeah, you're right. And what we've seen in history is it's been changed in the wrong direction. Just straight up bad idea. But they never talk about the fact that we could repeal, remove, back off, extract, remove, shred, you know, operate on it and irradiate it like cancer, these amendments that suck, and then put it back to the original pretty much Constitution to where, yeah, are there good amendments? Great. And when you really figure them out, they're still really good. But this shit, like, you know, Prohibition, they finally just said this is unenforceable, it's unconstitutional, states aren't even following it, you know, the sheriffs and the people that we're expecting to enforce this aren't doing it, and as a federal level, we really can't be sending in federal agents because the sheriffs are freaking arresting them or just letting the moonshiners shoot them and then going, I didn't see nothing, whatever. It became a clusterfuck, so they just repealed it. It's like, we'll control America's drinking habits other ways, which they have done. But it was always a state's issue. And this food is a state issue. Massey, please, God help you, think this one out. Don't make another amendment. Repeal the 17th. Get back your authority as a representative of the people in America, whatever state you're in, and start doing the right thing. Tell the FDA, you're not authorized to be in my state at all. So my appeal is to Massey and all representatives in Congress. Take all that brain power you guys supposedly have, because you're supposed to be the smartest people in the state, or at least in that district. You were elected and voted in to think about weighty issues. Take your brain power and the authority given to you by the people in your district and start repealing things like the 17th Amendment, because we were able to do it with Prohibition, which was a fucked up amendment. Do away with some of these things and get back my representative republic. And by doing that with the 17th Amendment, you automatically take senators out of the equation and appoint them instead of electing them for 6 years. Appoint them because you're the people I want to appoint my senator that goes to Washington and makes law. I don't want them elected for 6 years. I can't even remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. Please stop this. It's madness. The 17th Amendment must be repealed. And Massey and all of you Congress people that are working on this weighty issue and trying to find the right verbiage, please stop. We don't need another amendment. We don't need a constitutional convention. We need the 17th Amendment abolished. And if you take your brain power and apply it to that like you do science, then maybe you'll see that even though Mark the Prepper guy is a lunatic and rants and raves and uses the F word, please filter through all that, the junk in my language, and find the wisdom in repealing the 17th Amendment and so many others. Because while you're busy writing language, and then while we, the American people, for the next 10 years will be busy being screwed because of your stupid fucking amendment that did nothing and became as important as the right to bear arms or free speech in this country, we will be busy spending our money on legal fees to fight this because you couldn't take away from our problems. You just added more. It's litigious, and it's designed to be litigious because most senators and people working in Washington, D.C., there's a reason that is one of the richest areas in America, because there are a bunch of lawyers and leeches stealing our money and our vote and our freedom and our tax dollars to do whatever they want to do, because Congress abdicated its authority to the Senate, moved your authority all the way to Washington, D.C., and now the only way to fight it is to fight it. And you know what? Americans are tired of fighting it, whatever it is. And if you can't look across America and get a vibe of how the American people are starting to feel about this, you really lost touch with the people in your district. If you had a convention and you all got together and all, you know, all 500, you know, Congress people got together and said, what do your people think about this war here or that war there or gun rights and stuff? You would find out that most of the American people in the districts you all represent are sick and fucking tired of this dog and pony show called Washington and the federal government. And you say that we're a nation of laws one more time, and people are going to freak out and start shooting. You know why? Because we're a nation of your laws that you created that protect you and the Senate and the federal government. And we, the people, be damned. Go fuck yourselves and pay your taxes and shut up. Because that is what we, the people, see going on in Washington. Whether you're just a lowly little congressman of one small district, or you're a senator of a small state, you're just a bunch of lying thieves. And you need to realize that, because I personally feel that a revolution that may be coming is the worst thing that will happen to America, to our republic, and to the people within this country. And when it's all boiled over and settled down, we will live in a police state the likes of the Soviet Union. And it will be your fault, Massey, Rand Paul, all of you Congress people, because you could repeal the 17th Amendment like that in a blink of an eye. Because who authorizes amendments to be repealed or added? Congress. Two-thirds of Congress, not the Senate. You know why it was never up to the Senate? Because the Senate was irrelevant to the Founding Fathers. It didn't even exist. He called it the House. And the House got together, you, representatives, and did your job. And then you appointed a couple of mailmen, basically, from your state to go to Washington and talk about what all of you thought, and then try to come up with something that was meaningful law. And then Congress would be passed back down to Congress, and then they would once in a while look at it and go, hey, you guys did a good job. Okay, signed, done. Or they would add their shit and go, okay, signed, done. So you in Congress, two-thirds of you, if you just two-thirds of you could get together and go, we're looking at Armageddon-style fucking revolution in America, because the people are fed up. The media's not fed up with it. the elites in Washington aren't fed up with it. Hollywood's not fed up with it. But who the fuck cares about them? We the people. Those people you went to school with and worked with until you got this cushy-ass fucking job are sick of it. And they just repeal it. Two-thirds. That's it. It's repealed. Done. You don't have to. You don't have to have committee meetings and talk until our eyes bleed on the media. Just fucking do it. Get together. Repeal it. Stop funding the FDA. Stop funding these organizations that we the people are so sick of the abuse. And then you just sit there and point at the Senate. And then the Senate points at the president. And then the president points at the justice system. What is the AG and all that. And then they all point to the FBI and the CIA. And all these people are all just people trying to fucking do whatever the people want. But because Congress has no fucking clue what the people want, it's just a scrambled egg, a clusterfuck. A giant dumb bomb went off in America. And now everybody's pointing at everyone else. And meanwhile, common sense thinking people, remember a little pamphlet called Common Sense? Yeah, us people are sick and fucking tired of it. And you know what? Maybe this will go nowhere because, Mark, you cuss too much. Well, you have permission to download this thing, edit out all my swear words, put a beep in there or whatever makes your little woke ass feel better, and share it. You have my permission. But God's sake, Congress, why don't you grow up and grow a set? And I don't mean that in a transgender kind of way. I mean, just be Congress. Do your job. Don't be weak, spineless little asshats. Male or female, do your job. Oh, my God. You know, when I say men should grow balls, women should become mama bears. You're being attacked from every direction. Your constituents are being raped and pillaged. And what do you do? Well, gee, I'm trying to write an amendment. Oh, gee, it's his fault. Fuck off. Do your job. It's your fault. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up because I'm almost at work because I got a job to do because I'm being taxed to death. I love you guys. Take care. Congress, Massey, all y'all, stop talking and start doing.
We've made too many compromises already. Too many retreats. They invade our space and we fall back.
I'm your huckleberry.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no farther.
That's just my game.